Welcome to the official podcast of A Conscious Partner. Our initiative is bringing affordable access to relevant information for anyone in search of impactful self-development. ACP specializes in hosting growth workshops, which bring awareness to the most important topics in life. It's a place for everyone and anyone to come together with the goal of gradually culminating our own security in a fun, safe environment. And now with our hosts, Bruce Doherty, Jaggy, and Dr. Giselle Tennant, let's get into today's discussion.
All caffeinated.
Go!
Actually? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, welcome back. I didn't clip it that time.
You clip it. What?
The
oh, you're welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back. I said it quietly.
Yes. Yes. It's the last episode of...
It's our last episode.
Our last of the season.
Of season one. Crazy. So that's 17 episodes?
Yes.
I think that's what we did.
Did we go to 17?
Yeah. I think we went to 17. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we thought we would talk about New Year's resolutions,
yeah, we're going to be into the new year by the time we come out to have another episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk. You guys came up with this.
Yeah. What I find is that people always make New Year's resolutions, sort of about trying to change their behavior.
Yeah.
But they wait. Like, there's that, well, I'm going in 2022, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. And if it's really that important to you, why are you waiting till 2022? Why not start now?
Because they want to get through the holidays so they can eat and drink. And,
well, but it's the same thing. It depends what it is. It's the same thing. If your health is important to you, why are you waiting till, I'm going to start the diet or whatever, healthy behavior on Monday?
Because I'll never make it through my mom's cooking and still be able to maintain my diet is what people are thinking, isn't it?
Yeah. But and it's also about their emotions. Like if you're attached to something and it really means something to you, you're going to make the change as soon as you can. But if it's not, if you're just following, well, people make New Year's resolutions, so I should make New Year's resolutions as well. And you're not really attached to the change. You don't really want to change. You're attached to the outcome.
Yeah.
Right? You do want the outcome, but you don't want to really put the effort in. Right?
Yeah, I want to be stronger. I want to be more fit. I want to do all these things. But yeah, I don't really want to change my
I want the behaviors. Instant fix. Yeah. Yeah, that's the instant
gratification. Well, it's not a quick fix. Yeah, it's not a quick fix. And that's why I think they always – because again, we wanted to talk about it now because, you know, we're coming to the end of the year again. And this is when, again, we just had our last episode on the holidays. And like, so what comes after that? And everyone, you know, in the new year makes those new year resolutions. And just like Giselle was saying, like, what's the point of – why do we wait till a new year when – like there's no point in doing that. If you want to make a change to your life, then you need to start
now. Change. Exactly.
Like
and set goals maybe, right? Instead of New Year's resolutions, instead of it's not a New Year thing. It's like, okay, I want to set goals for myself and then how am I going to achieve those goals?
Well, it's like, okay, so what is a stereotypical example of?
Well, and in the process of I'm going to change my life now, there's room for a little few mistakes along the way or a few allowances, a few adjustments.
The learning process,
That doesn't mean you don't make the changes right now. Like the, what's the saying?
Start the process.
The best time to start was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we could correlate that back to, you know, the setting of the resolutions because like the stereotypical ones, like I'm going to get to the gym. I'm going to
exercise more.
Or okay, I'm going to read one book a month.
Yeah. Exercise more, read more. So what?
More.
But the, exercise more. What?
Yeah.
But the problem with that is they're not, well, they're not specific. It's just like, okay, yeah, I want to exercise more. But like what, how can you, like what are the actions that you can actually
that's right.
They have to be realistic and achievable.
Yeah. So it's good, you know, and everybody.
And measurable.
Most people know
realistic,
the SMART goals,
measurable,
right?
Like, and achievable.
Yeah, specific, measurable. Yeah.
So I feel like for that one specifically, it's just like, okay, I'm going to get to the gym one time per week.
Yes.
Or I'm going to do this cardio for 20 minutes one time per week.
Yes, so it has to be something specific and also something that you're going to be successful at, right?
Yes,
and
you make need it easy.
And give yourself the opportunity to change it, to tweak your goal. If you're saying that, okay, I said I was going to do it three times a week and I realize with my schedule I can't do it, it's okay to change and say, no, now I'm going to aim for twice a week.
Right? And
okay,
readjust.
That doesn't work. Okay, I'm going to start with one. That's okay. And then celebrate. The success.
Celebrate the wins.
That, hey, I did go, right?
Well, and make sure, like, that's the achievable part, right? Don't start at three.
That's right.
That's why one is okay.
Especially if you know yourself, right? Yeah. Then you're not going to do it. Yeah.
Start at one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you're trying to quit smoking, get rid of one cigarette per day.
Yeah.
Right? Try that for a month. Okay, sweet. I could do that. Okay, let's get rid of one more the next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that is not versus just like quit smoking. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm still smoking every day and I can't
find
stop.
Out what do you attach to smoking that makes you smoke?
Right. Is it stress? Is it the connection that I get with my work friends? Is it because I'm out drinking all the time and that's when I smoke?
Is it the relaxation time, you know, after a meal, this is what I do to relax? Like, yeah. Or there are the things that you could replace it with, right?
Right. Well, then I can think again, I don't know if we talked about you had said the emotional attachment, yeah. right? So yeah. like, it's not just quit smoking. It's like, I'm quitting smoking because I want to add years onto my life or something like that. Yeah. There's an emotional attachment.
Or I want to be able to sit through an entire restaurant meal without having to go outside 7 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In minus 30.
Minus 30. Celsius, yeah. 100%. Or I don't. Yeah. Like whatever it is, there has to be an emotional attachment there.
Yeah. Yeah. And often we make a change. Well, we want to make a change, but we're not really attached to it emotionally. So we're not thinking about, okay, what emotions, what feelings do I want to feel when I get to that goal? Right. Mm-hmm. So, and if I know it's going to make me feel better and mm-hmm. I'm going to feel healthy. And so then it means something to us. We're going to put all the efforts in. But if there's no attachment to it, it's just that, well, everybody wants to lose weight.
Well, it's almost like you have to make your goal the emotional attachment. Like I want, like my mm-hmm. goal is to feel good. So what are the things that I can do to feel good? That means I'm going to do my self-care. I'm going to do my exercise. I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the big picture, but the small picture has to be go back to I need to set specific mm-hmm. yes. goals. I need to go.
They need to be smart.
Okay, I'm not gonna. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna have a goal to lose 30 pounds or to feel healthier or to run 7 miles in so many minutes. The goal has to be I'm going to go to the gym once per week for 20 minutes.
Yes. So, minutes. So that's the specific thing, right? Yeah. So you have the overarching long-term goal, mm-hmm. but then what are the short-term goals? So those are the steps that you need to take, you know.
Right.
It's like going on a trip. What do I need to pack in the car or, you know, buy the ticket?
So really, like technically New Year's resolutions aren't bad, but what the way that you approach it should be done differently. Mm-hmm. So like create your year of like, so at the end of this year, I want to feel more connected to my family. I want to, you know, have, I don't know, better shape or better health or whatever it is. And then from there, you then, okay, well, how do I achieve that? Okay, well, I achieve that by doing this. Yeah. And then you make those the actionable
and
goals.
And then how, exactly. That's what we need to do. And I think that it's great to set goals. I think that it's great at the end of the year if people take stock on, okay, how did I do? Mm-hmm. Right. But it's something that maybe some people need to do every 3 months or so, right? And look at your 90-day goals and, okay, check in. Okay, did I achieve that? What do I need to tweak? And then for some people, you need to make the change or look at it a little bit sooner than 90 days, right? Maybe it's a month. Okay, I'm going to try this mm-hmm. for a month and then see, you know what, it's – but if at week two, it's not working.
What's the acronym? SMART, right?
SMART,
Specific, measurable, achievable,
and timely. It's going to be time-bound, realistic.
Realistic, yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
So for everybody listening, if you haven't heard that before, that's the acronym. Mm-hmm. You have to set SMART
goals.
Yeah.
Specific, measurable, achievable are the first three steps.
Yeah. And time.
And timely.
And time-bound.
Time-bound or timely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm going to do this in...
I'm going to do something specific.
For 3 weeks. Yeah.
Measurable, achievable, realistic, and I'm going to do it this long.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think 30 days is definitely a good starting point just because that's how long it takes to make a habit, right?
And then I'm going to reassess.
Yeah. And the goal has to be meaningful to you because sometimes in corporations, we use SMART goals all the time. Mm-hmm. But if it's the goal of the company and it's not your goal.
It's harder to achieve.
Again, because you don't have that connection to it, right? That emotional connection, it's harder to achieve. But it has to mean something to you.
It can't be something like, I want this result. It can't be outcome-based. No. It can't be saying,
it has to be process-based.
If I haven't lost 12 pounds within the 30 days, I'm going to be upset.
No, it's probably, if I haven't done that, it's probably because the 12 pounds was not realistic. Right?
Well, it's also like if you're building muscle, mm-hmm. that's going to add weight. So you can't base your diet goals based
on
weight.
You could lose inches and not lose weight.
Yeah.
That's right.
100%.
So then you have to go with body composition, right? And look at you.
Well, not even that. Yeah. If we make success the process, mm-hmm. then we'll achieve it. If we make success the mm-hmm. outcome,
then we don't.
Then we're in trouble.
We don't achieve it. And this is where, again, if we go back to how do you want to feel? Because if you feel healthier, but you're the same weight, but your body has changed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you've achieved it. Yeah. Right. So don't be attached to the number.
And then you feel good. You go, holy cow, I achieved my goal.
I got more energy.
I checked off every box. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't go out and do outcome-based goals.
Mm-hmm. No. Like you can have the outcome there, but you're not attached to it. Yeah, absolutely.
And now that's no different than relationships.
100%.
So yeah, you exactly. It's, like, it's exactly the same thing. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Behavior changes behavior changes.
If we have an outcome-based philosophy in dating, then the only way we can be successful is if we get married at the end.
Well, yeah. And it's like saying, okay, I'm going to date, but you date one person, right? Like that first person that you go on a date with and you're like, okay, now I'm exclusive.
Right.
And instead of, okay, so I can go on a date with this person, I'll go on a date with that. Person. And then you're like,
But there's so many people, though, that go, I can't do that. I can't date more than one person. A lot of people say that.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Why?
Why do they say it?
Because they feel guilty. They feel like they should put all of their attention to that one person. But I mean, and it's a choice.
It is a choice.
But if you don't know the person, like you might be concentrating on this person, but then there might be someone else here that maybe you might be more compatible with, but you don't know, right? Because now you're putting all of your, you're just focusing on that one.
That's the point of the conversation at the beginning. I'm going to be transparent with you. I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's just a dating exclusive process. With you. It's I want to learn about myself and learn about you. Like, I don't know.
Especially if it's a first or second date, right?
Yeah. And then somebody will say, well, if you're dating other people, I'm out.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
And that's the problem.
You have to respect my choice.
That's the sign, though, that person is possessive. They're anxious, not secure.
Yeah. They want you to reassure them. And it's
a big red flag.
And those are the red flags we miss because we're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And if we're in limerence, like if we think they're good looking and we're physically attracted to them, we might overlook that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we miss it.
Mm-hmm. No, one thing I wanted to say was that, like, the goal setting and the resolution stuff, I guess, is actually a big act of self-care. So I feel like people who struggle with self, or not even self-care, but self-love, people who struggle with self-love, I feel like maybe are more apt to fail these because inherently they don't think they're worthy of what their goal is. Okay, well, I deserve to be healthy and loved. Okay, but I don't actually feel that way. Yeah. It's just something that, you know, I'm putting
out there.
And
sometimes, you know, if we think about the – and usually it's because there's a need that's not met, right? If you look at where self-esteem fits in, you know, with, what's his name? Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Like you have all your basic needs. If you don't have your basic needs met, right? Of food and shelter and all that. And then you've got self-esteem. Then you can't even think about growth, right? And then loving yourself because you're missing some of those things. So sometimes... that's the problem with growth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because before we had actually started recording, Giselle had mentioned like why people would even go to a site, be like, oh, what should my resolution be? And then they take it from the site.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's because they don't know themselves well enough, or that's they don't know what they actually, they don't know what they deserve, or they don't.
What they deserve, what they need to, or how to go about actualizing themselves, right?
They don't know about themselves to know what they actually want to do.
That actually goes back to core values.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. If you know your core values, that gives you an idea of what you have to grow towards.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if my core values are adventure and whatever else, then okay, so my goals should be in accordance to, okay, well, how do I get more adventure into my life? That makes sense.
Yeah. Because what they found with resolutions, there was a study a few years ago, I think it was done in the States, where after 1 week, there's around 77% of people would stick to the goal, but that's only 1 week. Then when you get to a month, it goes down to 55. Then you get to 6 months, it's like 40%. And then 2 years later, they go back and only about 19% of people kept their goals, right? I was surprised at first, but, you know, we use that a lot. We used in corporate, we used to look at, especially for when it's membership based, like will our members come back? What are their resolutions? And then we'd find that they get a membership and then, you know, February, that's when everybody, so that's why.
Well, the thing is, you always see, I used to go to the gym before a lot, I would hate that when I would have the gym to myself, everything's fine. But then come January 1st, all these random ass people are in there. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And I just had to wait a month for them to all go away.
And they would go away. And the problem with, you know, with those.
Just jumping on the bandwagon at a resolution.
Think about, okay, how do we retain these people? Yeah. And also, we're impatient and we want the result right away.
Yeah, but
right?
That's not how it works.
It's like, no, it's going to take time. So just because you went to the you've never gone to the gym and now you decide to go.
And you think you're just going to get abs.
You're like, I haven't.
Well, that's exactly the same, though, in what we're doing with growth. But with our growth thing, right? Yeah. People go, well, I went to that event. How come I'm not fixed?
Yes.
Because you have to come again.
How come I can't now fight consciously or fight fairly? Because I went to the conflict event and I understand it all.
But it doesn't mean you've recognized your patterns. It doesn't mean you know how to, you know, your personality type. It doesn't mean you know your conflict style. It doesn't mean you know how to get out and of your triggers. It doesn't know how. Yes. But and then that same thing for your partner.
Yeah.
So like just because you learn about it in one setting doesn't mean it's actually going to like read a book. Sure. Nothing's going to happen.
Someone at the Curious and Defensive who was saying, event, who was saying, well, can we practice now? And we were practicing with different examples. But it's like, you're not going to learn it in two hours or 2.5 hours. You have to go in your real life now and practice it.
Yeah, we practice it at the event.
Because it's easy to practice because we're sitting there, you know, we're comfortable.
We're focused.
So we can decide, oh, instead of saying this, we should have said that.
Right.
But when you've got emotions going on and you're triggering,
that's the thing is you can learn this theory. But until you learn to control your triggers, you're not going to be able to incorporate that theory.
That's right.
So that's why you need to do both. And you're not going to control your triggers until you understand where they came from. You're not going to be able to understand where they came from and how to solve that until you've forgiven yourself,
and
until you've accepted yourself, until you've let go of the past.
Yeah.
And once you start incorporating all that stuff, then now you can start doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So it takes time.
It takes time. It takes time. And effort.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't. And again, they jump on that bandwagon. I'm going to do it. And then they don't realize that.
It takes effort.
It does take effort. Continued long-term effort and discomfort. There's discomfort involved and they don't like discomfort,
and
which is probably why
it's
half
a good idea
off.
To think about, okay, what do you think, you know, what do I think the barriers would be for me to continue doing this, right? In terms of, oh, well, maybe if I have family members who say, well, what are you doing? This, you know, ACP stuff, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to influence me not to continue because people are, I feel like I'm being judged, or maybe people are saying, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, at your age, why do you need this, right? Yeah. If they're in their 50s, thinking that just because you're older, you should know all this stuff. Well, if you've never learned it.
We don't know this automatically.
We don't know this.
We don't know this.
No,
we are brought up to know whatever society tells us to know and whatever our parents knew at the time.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
Yeah.
That's it. So we have to be able to learn something new, and learning something new means you're going to be uncomfortable. It means there's going to be like discomfort. Like it's not a, like it's, we say it's an easy process, but it's also a really hard process at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's only uncomfortable and painful if we want to keep that closed-minded attitude.
No, I think growth
open
is,
it up.
Well, that's the thing is I think growth as well, but that's the whole thing is like we are the freaking cocoon, right? The cocoon is our comfort.
Safe.
And to break out of that is going to be discomfort.
Yes, like to become that
butterfly. Again, any growth that I've experienced is because I've recognized, which recognizing has brought pain, being like, okay, well, I have been this type of person. Mm-hmm. I have to change who I am and like to do things differently. So I am an ENFP, but before I was using that as a label versus being like, okay, well, how do I, there's some things that I can't change about myself, but there are things that I can change. So what can I change? And that process is not easy because I still fall into the same mistakes and the same holes, but it's just like, I have a quicker rebound rate. Okay. Well, I know I just did this. So I know like, and then I can keep catching it. It's just like, there's constant discomfort. Yeah. It's not ever easy.
I have a good story for that. And it was in, I don't know if we used an event or not, but I know when we were building events, we came across the story of the, when a butterfly or a moth comes out of its cocoon, right? Somebody saw the cocoon or whatever it is on the ground, and they saw this moth or something struggling to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy thought, well, you know, why don't I just help this?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to – I'll just kind of cut the cocoon a little bit. And then the moth got out, but then, you know, how many hours later it died because it couldn't, it was too heavy.
Right.
Because the process of getting out of the cocoon squeezes all the moisture out of the wings and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it needed to go through that struggling process to get out of the cocoon, to squeeze everything out in order to be able to spread its wings.
It makes me think of the tempering. Right?
Yeah,
that's what tempering is. So that if to have that balance stage in your relationship, you're going through this tempering. And if you skip it, you're not going to get to balance.
Well, and that's that one episode. Yeah. Well, in Curious or Defensive, remember Jamie and Elizabeth in the show, right? They went through, when you watch that series, they went through 20, 30, like just horrendous fights.
Yeah.
But that's their struggling.
Sort of, yeah.
Whereas they learned to trust each other. That's where they built trust and respect. And now they're a fantastic couple.
They're an amazing couple.
They learned how to fail together.
Yeah.
And they learned to trust each other.
And trust each other and respect. And
that's an attachment style that was extremely dysfunctional in the beginning, but they learned to trust.
Yeah.
And then they become, that's when you make your way through it.
Mm-hmm. And trust is given though, right? So they had to learn how to give trust.
Well, ideally. Yeah. But that's where they trust each other.
And also trust each other and trust themselves.
Trust themselves.
Too.
I trust that no matter what happens, this person's going to be here when we're on the other side.
So, yeah. So in terms of change, it's good to think about wanting to change things, but not to be stuck to the label of, okay, it's a New Year's resolution and I have to do it, you know, like just because the year is changing and everybody's doing it. But, and again, that concept of that you have to go on the internet and check a list to see that, oh, those are things that you could do as a New Year's.
Yeah, if you're checking a list on the internet, it's then not you're not going to be committed to it.
No.
But we also got to remember, like, action is the hardest part. Like, so I've been learning and other things, but like, so if we look at The Wizard of Oz, it's technically an allegory for like deeper truths, if you really want to look at it that way. But that's why the Lion King gets two songs, because he represents action. So like to actually, because again, so it has to do with our thoughts and our feelings. So if we're not actively working on what we're thinking to ourselves, like if our thoughts are in the garbage, then that means we're going to feel like shit, which means our actions are not going to be representative of what we actually want to do.
Right.
Yeah. So we have, so it's really, it's about going the extra level to do the actual recognition work and change the thoughts so that we can feel differently, so then our actions will present themselves differently.
And it, and that's what they, sometimes people say, well, I don't want to go to therapy, right? Or they call it, you know, CBT, like cognitive behavioral therapy, which is all about talk therapy. And and they do that, you know, they use that triangle, what your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, all of those things are really integral. Important. Yeah, they are integral. Right? And it gives you that consistency too, right? When we talk about putting the effort into our actions, right? So that we can get the results that we want and the change.
Yeah, we can't have the action without the thoughts and feelings matching. Like they have to be the same vibe. If one is out of whack, then they're all out of whack.
This is where you have that cognitive dissonance.
If we don't love ourselves, then everything will be out of whack all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is where it all comes from, isn't it?
Well, yeah, 100%. No, that's why I think self-love is like and then it's that's the most important part.
Do I love myself? Well, that's one of the our first signature event.
Yeah.
Start with that.
But that's why it's it's just so important. But it takes so much concentrated effort.
Now, I think you just did it a couple weeks or last week.
Yeah.
Do I love myself?
Yes.
And that's where when you go through that self-abuse section, and I think what I've discovered is that people tend to almost, they're not lying to themselves, but they're not digging deep. And they think, I don't do that.
Well, they're not recognizing the common thought patterns that they have in their head.
And how many people come, and I think you said there was one the next day, realized they did do it. Is that right?
Yeah,
they answered it, no, I don't do this on the day we did the event, or you did the event, but then the next day they realized.
People realize that, oh my God, I'm really...
Well, sometimes it takes a while, because you see that the information is presented to you, but it doesn't, like, until you can actually have that moment, that aha moment, where it's like, why do I feel like shit right now? Are you finally, oh my God, I'm literally telling myself I'm a piece of shit. I'm literally telling myself that I'm no good. I'm telling myself I'm worthless. I'm telling me nobody loves me. Like, that's literally what I'm telling myself.
And yes, and it would really help people if they actually wrote it down. I think I've said that before. Where this is an assignment that I give to students. They have to write it down, whatever negative thoughts that they had, what emotions they were feeling at the time, how could they change that? And so they have a kind of a counter argument, right? And then do you really believe your counter argument? And you have to rate it, you know, on 1 to 5.
Yeah.
And you do that. And it takes 8 days to go through the whole process. I mean, you can do it for longer. And it's amazing. They come out of it saying, oh my God, at first I thought it was, this is really stupid. I don't want to do that. And then it's like, this is really helpful.
Right. Well, just choosing to, okay, so no, I'm not worthless. I'm a human. I made a mistake. Yeah. I'm okay. I'm loved. Yeah. I love myself. I'm a good person. I know that my intentions are there. I made a mistake, but that's it.
This is kind of cool that you're saying that, because at day 5, they have to write a script, but it's their own script.
Right.
All of the stuff that you just said.
Yeah.
Right. And then now they have to read it to themselves. Good. This is what I'm writing about myself. Do I really believe that? And then I say it to myself, which is different than taking affirmations that someone else wrote. Right. And you're in front of the mirror and saying, I love myself. I love myself. Like we show in that video.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not yours. You're not. It doesn't come from you. So you have to write it.
Well, just like acknowledging the bad parts, because there are, like, I mean, they're not bad parts. They're just the parts that are dysfunctional, the parts that aren't working to better yourself. So it's just acknowledging those parts and saying, I love these parts anyway. Yes. And that's the only way that you can actually like build on it. It's like accepting them. It's forgiving the fact that you have them, and then be like, okay, well, I can change this though, because it's not inherently who I am, because I am a good person. I just have to change how I feel about it. Or
you have
like,
to be
nurturing
to yourself.
Yeah, you have to nurture yourself. 100%.
Yeah.
Which can be hard, but it's learned. And it takes time.
It's like when they say take care of the inner child in you.
Well, it is. Take care. Because I don't know. I feel like a lot of our pain that we carry as adults comes from a moment in time in our past that we haven't been able to deal with or
almost everything. Every event we do actually links back to the childhood
or something that happened. So it's just like, okay, well, how exactly what happened to your inner child and how can I like speak to your inner child? I don't know.
Because we can't rely on that saying, well, that's because, it was the way I was brought up and that's because, or it's because like we have to stop blaming our parents or our situation or, okay, what can we do now as an adult to take care of it and then to change it?
Yeah.
Like, knowing that it's going to take effort, right?
What love and affirmation could I have? Can I say to my inner child, like, you are loved. You are okay. Yeah. Like you are amazing and beautiful. And like, but that's, you have to, it's yourself. And then you, I don't know, turn that into talking to yourself.
And you have to believe it, right? It's not like,
you can't just say it. You actually have to believe it. Yeah.
Or let me go listen to a tape or to a whatever recording. That's going to help me. Right. That doesn't work.
No, our childhoods impact us in so many ways, even in the trust event that it is that we talked about. And this links back to, do I love myself? Would you say to a baby, I will love you as long as you get good grades, as long as you grow up and go to Harvard, as long as you get married, as long as you make lots of money? Would you ever say that to somebody, that I'll only love you based on these conditions?
Yeah. I mean, no, but we do.
Well, no, but that we're talking about ourselves, right? I'm only going to love myself if I succeed in all these areas.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't say that to a baby. Mm-hmm. So why do we have to put those conditions on ourselves? Yeah. That I'm only going to I'm only going to love myself once I am married, have a good job, make this much money, all these other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why do we say that? Because we've kind of been, again, pre-programmed to think that that's how we're going to be happy.
Well, that's how, when we're children, that's the problem, is we need that affirmation and that's where we get it from. I will give you, you will be loved if you achieve these grades, if you do this homework, if you achieve this level of sports, if you, I will love you more.
Mm-hmm. If you do this. Because we don't celebrate the effort that the child puts in.
In most cases.
It's not like, wow, maybe you got like, I don't know, 65 on your math test.
But I saw you studying for hours.
Exactly. I saw you trying. And last time you got 60. So it's better instead of, oh, well, you didn't get 80. You know what I mean?
And that's not the same as rewarding everybody for everything, right? We have to make sure that it's effort-based. And that's where, I don't know if you remember in ball, remember how we gave out the stars on the helmets? Mm-hmm. We didn't just give them to the kids who excelled. I made sure we made up things during the course of the game. And if you remember that, right? Yeah. If you dove for a ball.
Yeah, like as long as
you
dove.
You got something. Yeah.
As long as you dove, you got a star at the end of the game. Yeah. So they'd have a star of the game. You'd have the outstanding athletes kind of would get stars. But then anybody that tried, got into a hot box, I remember.
Yeah. A hot box.
As you got into a hot box, I don't care if you're safe or out.
Yeah.
But if you get into one, you got a star.
So it's a positive reinforcement. Yeah. Right.
And so it's never a mistake.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the difference, is we have to reward the effort.
Or her late.
Yeah. And it teaches you to exactly reward your successes. Right. Like the little successes.
Well, counting everything as a little
success. Yeah. Counting the effort is the success.
Yeah.
Not the result. Not the outcome.
But the right. And that's why if you're doing a process goal, right. Yeah. Throughout the process, you have a chance to kind of say, oh, I did this really well, right? And then to affirm that you've done it well and then to reward yourself for it and then to keep going.
Going on the journey is the successful part, not what you achieve on your journey.
Well, and I'm going to link this back softball again, because you guys always bug me because you say I want to change the rules. Right? They always say, oh, you want to change the rules.
What are you talking about?
In the game last week. Remember? You always want to change the rules. You always want to do this. But remember when we were playing ball, when we went to California in the wintertime, we were playing some teams that were superstars. Like,
Well, they get to play all year
round. They get to play all year round. And I'm taking a team that hasn't been on the field.
Yeah.
So I used to change the rules of the game. Their team was playing on softball rules, but I was playing on, if they score less than 3 runs every inning, we win.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Or just like making it about like, it's okay, like if your we internal can achieve
rules.
This, yes.
It's your internal yeah, rules. Inter- yeah.
But yeah. that's the
we're
thing.
We're going to lose the game, yeah. but we're gonna, we can win for yes. ourselves.
Let's yes. win inside yes. and let's yeah. just yeah. win this inning. Let's just yeah. play ball. And if you they get less no than errors. Two runs,
yeah.
we're going to run out. Mm-hmm. And so they get one run and leave the bases loaded and our kids get them out and they run off the field cheering because they're happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they achieved something, achieved and the other team's looking at us, going, "What are you doing? You
those just
we're kicking your ass."
Yeah, those weird ass Canadians,
you know, they're always happy.
Yeah. They're too stupid to know they're losing.
Yeah. Basically, no, they just lost.
But you know, changing yeah. your definition of success. Yeah. So again, yeah. going back to the resolutions, that, just that change is. What
change
it means.
What it means,
yeah. yeah.
It yes. doesn't have to be lose 30 pounds. It can yeah. be change the rules to suit you know, what
and
I
why
need.
Why is it always about losing weight? And it's just like, and mainly
be
women.
Be happy
and,
in my body. That could be and, the goal.
No, but if
and
you
I,
want
to
lose weight,
to change
you can change that. Your lifestyle.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It should be about changing your lifestyle. Yeah. And losing the weight is kind of a, you know, a
accessory.
Byproduct of it. But that yeah. should not be the focus.
No.
Right? Because yeah.
Because changing your lifestyle would commit, like, so that's okay. I'm going to include ACP. I'm going to get more activity in. I'm going to go more walks on my dog. I'm going to connect more with my family. That's how you change your lifestyle, yeah. right? That's like, that's not yeah. just weight
focused.
I can
spend more time now. You know, I can walk the dog and that feeling that I'm out of breath. And
yeah.
like you're enjoying life more.
A salad yeah. here, or maybe not choose a bag of chips yeah. and go choose like almonds
yeah.
to still get my crunch or whatever yeah, it is. Whatever I don't know. Just like yeah. minor changes.
Yeah. Little changes, one at a time.
Can
one
I put chocolate sauce
change.
On the almonds?
Sure. If it's cocoa.
If it's within your boundaries, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I know that's what I'm doing with, like, again, so we're trying to be more, like, sustainable and self-sufficient in that way. So just, again, that change is not going to happen overnight when you've come to rely on a grocery store and you've come to rely on the system so much. Like, so, like, making these changes to be more self-sufficient, it's just like, okay, well, I can make this minor change here. I can do this minor change here. So now, right now, I'm living completely different than I did before. And it doesn't necessarily feel like I made a lot of changes, but I have.
It was over
when you
over
look
time.
Back, it's
oh,
a,
yeah.
It's been, that was time. Like, I remember yes. you're trying to do that time. Once. I'm going to eliminate plastic, but you realized
that's
you
no,
can't
no,
eliminate
that, yeah,
plastic.
It's no, very difficult.
It was extreme. Yeah. It's like almost impossible.
Yeah. You can and reduce, but
yes.
you can't eliminate.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you just redefine, okay, so I don't want to use single-use plastics. I can avoid those at all costs,
yeah.
but I can, so now I'm buying from a company called Blue Land for all my cleaning supplies. So they give us the bottles and then they ship like these tablets in compostable packages. So
yeah.
then all I have to do is just refill it and I don't have to buy yeah. any more plastic bottles from the shelves.
Yeah.
Like,
what's interesting is that, you know, when you think about it, that's the way we used to live and then convenience came in and it's the same thing with relationships and growth,
yeah.
right? So we want things to be convenient, so then we don't want to put the
Sorry,
effort in.
I heard
right?
that story about the young people telling the old people how, well, we use all this recyclable stuff. Now you guys didn't use any of that. And the older person's looking back going, yeah, we used paper bags.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
walked to the store.
Yeah.
We only had one TV in the
yeah,
house.
And we got didn't, up to change the channel.
We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have any of this stuff. All yeah. this stuff that you guys think you're doing fantastic with. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have that. We didn't
and we didn't
worry
great.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's different times, right? Mm. Like,
yeah. But
yeah,
it's funny. It it depends what our frame of reference is, right? Because for the kids, like, they have no idea what it was like, right? And so they can't compare.
I can only change what I now have to deal with,
yes.
right? Like, that's
yeah.
all I can do.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't like the way I live, so I'm changing how I live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it takes time. Yeah,
it does. Yes. So
what about resolutions?
What about resolutions? What can people... Okay, so we've talked about goals, right? We've talked about changing, like, having goals that are smart and specific goals. We talked about having that emotion connected to the outcome we want,
also,
but
like,
not looking at the outcome, thinking about the process.
So, should patterns be discussed here more?
Because patterns
are the thing that is directly working against them. That's what they're fighting is their patterns.
Yeah.
So if you're setting a goal to do this and you aren't aware of like five patterns in your life that are promoting that, then you're never going to achieve your goal.
Well, awareness solves everything. Awareness of everything we do.
Yeah.
So if you have a pattern, once again, goes to relationships or any bad habit you have, it's usually based on a pattern. And most of our bad habits are based on numbing. They're numbing.
Yes. Yes.
Distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to distract ourselves from reality.
From the pain.
Yeah.
that we're not acknowledging.
Which is completely opposite of being aware to make the change, right?
Yeah. Like if we're eating too much, it's often because that's your strategy for numbing yourself. If you're playing too many video games, you're numbing yourself. If you have an addiction of some kind, you're usually numbing yourself.
Yeah, you're distracting yourself from something that could be painful.
I'm under stress. Yeah. I need to go to my thing that distracts me. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we can fix the stress,
then you don't have
then
or learn how to emotionally process.
Well, once you're aware of it,
that's
what we do is we go, or I'm stressed out because I can't talk to my partner because I have a problem. I'm worried about how they're going to react. So now I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm going to have another bag of chips or I'm going to watch TV, right? I don't feel like exercising because I've been worried all day about this conversation that I have.
Yeah. Or I'm like avoiding connection. So I'm choosing to do things that will keep me from overworking, or like choosing to do other things.
Coming home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of these resolution comes down to root cause. Mm-hmm. What's actually going on that we're not thinking about it? So is the problem that I need to lose 30 pounds?
Or is this where the conscious bucket list kind of comes into play?
Remember that event? Mm-hmm. Why do I need a new car?
Because that's spotting patterns,
That's spotting patterns. Yeah. That's what she's doing
now. But that's the very first event is spotting patterns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it in there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically, okay, so we have the stereotypical bucket list of like, I'm going to jump out of a plane. I'm going to own a yacht. I'm going to cure cancer or whatever it is. And then going through the five whys process and discovering, okay, well, why do I actually want
this? Why do I need that?
Yeah. And usually it comes down to a thing because, okay, well, I'm actually lacking in connection or I'm not getting enough adventure in my life or whatever it is. So we're creating this glorified to-do list when we don't actually acknowledge, okay, why do I want these things? So with the resolutions, you could probably do the same thing. Okay, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, well, why do I want to lose 30 pounds?
Yeah. Why do I need
to lose 30 pounds? Yeah, you go and to it's the like, why, yeah. I want to be able to, you know, or I want to have a more active lifestyle or whatever it is. Or I don't know.
I forget what it was. That's one of the things in there.
I want to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah, 20 pounds is in there.
And then I think the bottom why was like, I want to be more connected to my friends and family.
That's right.
And how do I do that?
Yeah. And that's the result. Once you say, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, why? Because, I'm not fitting in my clothes. Why am I not fitting into my clothes?
Because I got a divorce and I'm overeating or something.
And why am I overeating? Because I can't handle my emotions. Yeah. And why can't I do that?
I'm not connected with anybody around me.
And then you find out,
okay, I need to focus on my connection to people around me.
Yeah. If I focus on my connections, I will eat healthier. Mm-hmm. I will fit into my clothes. I don't need to lose 30 pounds.
And you were talking about thoughts earlier and also the thoughts that you have in your head, the negative ones will change as you find why. Mm-hmm. Right?
100%. Because when you discover the root cause, it's really easy to be like, I can change this.
How did that event go over with the younger crowd? Like, did they get it?
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I think that's such a powerful event once you realize that aspect of how you see how everything connects. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I need a new car? Mm-hmm. And then you realize, because of this. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I don't really need a new car. I need to fix this. I need to do this.
Or why do I need to pay that much for a car? Right? Yeah. I think we talked about that.
Or why do I need to climb the seven summits? Yeah. Oh, it's not because I actually need to. It's because my life is boring and I'm not being authentic to who I am.
Yeah.
I need that adrenaline rush. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
I'm missing adventure.
So core values and...
So that goes back to the resolutions is being... Understand why that needs to be a resolution.
Yeah. Yeah, that emotional attachment comes into play again, is understanding why you want it.
Yeah, that's where...
What do you actually want?
I don't think any of us is doing spotting patterns first.
Next year?
Yeah.
No, not
it's going to be in the second or third. Mm-hmm. Although we're going to be doing more. I'm going to post more events or more programs, but...
And as we know, like all of them are important, right?
Well, yeah, that's everyone's important for different reasons.
But if right now they're wondering, okay, this is great. We're listening to them and I don't want to make resolutions. Or maybe my resolution is that I want growth, but I'm not really sure. I kind of believe in this. Some people say this, psychobabble or blah, 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 or change or, and they're wondering, well, where should I start? And it's always, just come to the foundation events. Even if you come to one, right? Mm-hmm. The Do I Love Myself? Yeah. That it's going to open some doors and people will wonder, will see that, okay, there are things that I can change, but first I have to start there.
Well, it's just opening your mind.
Be open-minded to come to that. I think it would be helpful.
Again, that's kind of comes down to, trying something new.
Yes.
Like you can't know anything different until you know something different, and you don't know anything different until you actually try something different.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see more guys coming out, which is good. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. To, like, to get in more guys my program, more? The second time, it's mainly guys. I think there's only one gal in.
Yeah,
it's
that's all fair. Guys. Mine's all females this round. Yeah. But that's good, though. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, again, I think the guys my age, I think, are going to have energy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they would have a harder time than guys your age, but like, I feel like you still have more guys your age coming out than I would have guys my age.
I wonder if it's because, you know, people in our age group, they've lived more, so they feel like they have a reason. They've tried maybe other things, and then
but we're getting younger. I'm getting more younger guys out, though.
Well, that's there's, good. Yeah, there's
that's good. I'm getting more younger guys, yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
But it is interesting. Yeah. But yeah, it's all people.
Different energy
all
depending
people.
On who.
Yeah, just there. Any, yeah. No matter who you are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are. And it just, yeah, we the focus is to try to get. It would be nice if it was 50-50.
Yeah.
Right? Because we did the understand or the different strokes event. And even the one the other day, I forget, we do so many. Oh, why we cheat.
Oh, okay.
And there was enough guys in the room. I think there's 5 or 6 guys there. And probably 8 or 10 women. And it was just so fascinating that the women could ask the questions of the guys and say, okay, well, when you're doing this, what does that mean? And every time I do any of those events, I'm always amazed at how amazed everybody is at how the guys think. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed the guys think that way, but they didn't realize they're thinking that way until we go through the event. Mm-hmm. And I go, this is how guys think. And everybody goes, well, really? Including the guys. And then everybody sits for a second, and the women go, guys, do you think like that? And all the guys then have to think about it. And they go, yeah, that is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But they've never thought about it before.
Oh, they've never allowed themselves to recognize that that's
right.
Or thought thinking. It was okay.
Yeah.
And usually it's in regard to men are need more connection. Mm-hmm. Men need more affirmation than what we let on. And we want the affirmation, but we're not going to tell you we want
the
it.
Affirmation
and we're not going to acknowledge that we want it.
Because if we do, we might appear weak.
We might appear weak.
Because that's what society tells us. Yeah.
Just give them affirmation and that'll make them feel better. And then so many people go, well, why should they get affirmation? Okay, well, you make the decision.
Well,
that's what the guys want.
And I think that's
want.
What I like. It's like, right, because we're not telling you to do anything you don't want to do. Yeah. But then know that whatever you do or don't do, there are consequences to it. So if you want to get to whatever that outcome is and you want to enjoy the process and to learn, there are certain things that, you know, try and see. Mm-hmm. Right?
So bringing it back to resolutions. Yeah.
If I want to feel more connected in my relationship, then we have ways to help you if you want to incorporate them.
Right. Well, yeah, but again, it just comes down to being open-minded.
Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you know, I'm not setting any, it's not a, well, I set resolutions or I don't. It's like, it's okay. Whatever you decide, but know why you're
life
doing
goals.
It.
Life goals. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a resolution. Yeah, we're only calling it resolutions because that's what's coming next.
Yeah, that's what's
and
coming.
And it sells products and it sells memberships.
It's the corporate, the consumerism type thing. But
I guess that's the thing is we're not trying to sell you a resolution. No. We're trying, this is what, change this is a change of life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a better way to go at it.
Yeah. Right?
Do I want to change my life? Do I want to change my relationship with my partner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
And you always, and again, change starts when you decide to do something different. Mm-hmm. Right? We had it said the other few podcasts ago, like when you change your response, the outcome changes, right?
Yeah.
I think that was last podcast.
Absolutely.
No, it wasn't.
Was that this one?
No. It was a few ago.
A few ago.
I posted the clip.
A few ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. Yeah. And again, if you're not changing anything, or you're not going to get a different outcome without changing something. I mean, if you're not changing something, then why are you expecting a different outcome?
Well, yeah, it's like doing the same thing
over and over again,
and then
we know that
different results. Yeah,
doesn't really work. Time is it?
Doesn't work.
Two.
Okay,
that's the time.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else to say on resolutions?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do we have any resolutions?
Like, again, I don't usually set resolutions. Mm-hmm. It's usually more about goal. It's just like, okay, what do I want to achieve?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I on track with the things that I set to
do? Well, do you check in monthly? Like, do you go through a monthly thing? Or
I check in. I like to write, so I write a lot.
Yeah.
So I write the things that I want to see, right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I go back and it's like, oh, I totally forgot I wrote that. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I realize that, I did it. Or it's like, no, I totally missed that. because I went a different way, right? Like something happened, I went a different route. But this is just my process of things. But some people, they just think about it. But I like to write. I find that it works for me. Yeah.
That's right.
I don't write.
You don't write. Just think.
I think.
That's right.
I think I don't write.
You think you don't write. You think so therefore funny. You are?
I know I don't write.
Yeah. No, I like writing.
I like writing.
Yeah. Well, I do enough stuff on the computer that... I just need escape after.
Yeah. The only problem I find now, it's funny how we get, so I write, right, with a pen and or a pencil. But then when I want to go back, I know I wrote this and sometimes I have a memory of where it is. It's on the right side of the page or the left. But then I want to do a search like you do on a computer. Yeah, can I just put the word in?
Yeah,
now I have to flip pages and oh my God. And I mean, if I could only do a search.
Yeah. Right? That's where I kind of like at the beginning of my notebook, I kind of have like a subject. Okay, there's ACP on this page, and this way, and then I write the pages, and then anytime I bring up that subject, I write it in there. So
sometimes
kind of
I have like post-it notes, like a little.
Different ways, different people. You just gotta find what works for you and stick with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So figure out what you want and make goals to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And every year should be the best year of our lives, where we're going to There's no sense in going back and saying, "Well, this year was a shitty year, and then now this is going to be better." It's just like.
Well, everyone, especially with like, I don't know, COVID, I feel like a lot of social media is everyone is just like, I'm so ready for this year to be done. It's like, well, why? Next year is going to be exactly the same as this year in terms of that, you know, everything going on. Like, it's not going to change. So why can't we just accept where we are and enjoy our life?
Yeah. What did we learn from the year? Right?
Yeah.
Just go from there.
I agree.
Yeah, he agrees. So are we good?
I guess
we are good. Do you have any final season closings? Did you enjoy the process?
I think it was an interesting learning process.
It was his
process.
First podcast.
Yes.
Experience.
How was it?
It was good.
I enjoyed it. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, it is enjoyable. Having different discussions and sometimes I think we're so into the discussion we forget we have an audience, which is sometimes it's
which
good,
is great,
which is great, right?
Well, because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly. Because we're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's great that you guys want to come in and listen in, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes watch on YouTube. Yeah. So
we got
hopefully that continues.
A lot of listeners out of the United States of America. So hello to the USAers.
Yes.
And then got some Canadians. I don't know what I just said there. Canada.
Or American friends from the South. Like, south of the border. No, it's great to have people from all over listening 100%. To us.
So, if you've joined us this far, thank you. Season 2 will be coming next year. If you want to reach out to us, again, we would love to start booking interviews. We would like to, book interviews with people who maybe are coming out to the events because I think, I don't know, we want people with –
Maybe
they want to talk about their experience
and
share with our audience what they've learned, how it has helped them.
100%.
But in the meantime, you can always read their reviews, right?
Yeah, either read the reviews. The reviews are insane.
Yes.
I can't. Yeah, they're just so good.
And if anybody knows anybody that would like to book one of us on a different podcast, if you know a podcaster that wants to book one of us, let us know.
Or all of us, who knows?
Yeah.
We would love to keep expanding. So any ideas, thoughts, opinions, welcome.
Doing our first corporate event this weekend. So if anybody
has a company
that
wants to take through some girls.
Take a group of people to an event.
Restaurant industry.
And also, think about, that training budget that you have for your staff. And
provide actual training.
Yeah, and the training sometimes doesn't have to be with the skills that they need to do their job. But it could be the soft skills about growth.
Going
to help them as a human being.
It's going
to make them a better employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, understanding other people and understanding where they come from.
So
understanding your emotional triggers is important in any sort of public service.
Dealing with
difficult situations.
Deal with conflict. The whole conflict program could be done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Corporately.
Families, too.
I want to work on the family thing. I got to figure out. I really want to do a couples. Couples only.
Oh, yeah. And we could put that out there. Families. Couples. If there's couples out there, we are looking for couples. We're not going to say our idea.
No.
But we're looking for interested couples who would, what is it, like an 8-week program?
About 10 couples for a 6-week program.
Six-week program.
It might take 12 weeks because I think we said we were going
to
alternate.
Yeah. It might take 12 weeks to do the whole program,
It's a 6-week program because there's going to be 6 weeks of doing the events and 6 weeks of doing kind of interviews.
Yeah. So we're going to need you for 12 weeks. But we're looking for interested couples.
That want to literally change their life.
Well, invest in themselves a little bit.
Yeah, they have to love each other and they both have to want to try.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, we're looking for that.
That could be a goal.
Yeah, that could be a goal, right? So reach out to us. Yeah. I think that's all.
Yeah, there's got to be couples out there. And maybe I guess I'll put that into some marketing. Mm-hmm. But in 12 weeks, you could completely change your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Same way if those people want to go to the gym, you can, you said at least 12 weeks, you can do that with your relationship in 12 weeks.
Two and a half hours a week for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
100%.
That's pretty valuable.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, 100% is valuable. But yeah, we're looking for you. So connect with us if you're interested or tell your friends that might be interested. Who knows? I think that's all we got. So rate, review, and subscribe. A Conscious Partner on Instagram, ACP Dr. Zell on Instagram, ACP Jake on Instagram. Our website is aconsciouspartner.com. Sign up for events. We'd love to have you out and continue listening.
Yes. They're very affordable.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the key. Everybody tells us.
It's available to everybody.
Yes.
It's affordable. Yes. This is easy. It's really not as hard as you might think it is.
Nope. You just have to take the first step.
I said that it was really hard, but it's necessary. Necessary growth. Yes. There's effort involved. There's just
effort involved.
Just like in anything else, there's effort involved. You're never going to just start a new skill and just be amazing at it. You have to fail and fail.
The thing is, we make it fun. So you're guaranteed you're going to laugh.
I make it fun. I don't know what you guys do.
Well, I make it fun.
We make it a lot of fun.
I make it enjoyable. People in my room enjoy,
I act out our scenarios.
Oh, you act out our scenarios. That's different.
Different voices.
Yes. So if you don't know already, we all host our own events. So you can get to pick one of us.
And we host them differently.
Yes. Yes, we do. Which is great. That's what different people. You just kind of pick who. You could try all three. You could just do one. Doesn't really matter. But I've said all the things.
That's it. You did. We're good. All the things.
Happy holidays. Okay. Happy New Year.
Have a great holiday. See you in the new year.
Happy season one. We'll see you season two.
Yep.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.